With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana businesses and nonprofits have received forgivable loans totaling $1.7 billion through the Federal Paycheck Protection Program. But until this week, we didn't know where that money went. I chatted with reporter Eric Dietrich at the Montana Free Press, who dove into the data. Hi, Eric. Thanks for sharing your reporting with YPR.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
New this week, we have all of this publicly available data about the PPP loans. Why is this important to have access to?
So we've had a few updates on the PPP program over the last few months since it was enacted this spring, but there really hasn't been much detail on them. They've essentially, for Montana, had a single number, how many loans have been issued in the state, and how much money has been spent on those loans. So the thing we have new this week is we have detailed data from the Small Business Administration that lets us look at essentially individual loans and see where they went, to what parts of the state, which communities, to businesses in particular industries. And then for larger loans above $150,000, the feds also released the business name, so we know specifically who the money went to.
How many businesses are we talking about here?
There are about 23,000 loans in total, which is a big number, actually. So that's about a fifth of the small businesses in Montana, small being the federal definition where you have less than 500 employees. And those numbers also include nonprofits and faith-based organizations who are not eligible for everything through the Small Business Administration, but are eligible for this.
In your reporting, you said loan recipients span nearly the full width of the state's economic landscape. Can you give some examples?
Yeah, so two senses. First, I mapped all the grants that went out by zip code, and they definitely span the whole state, right? You see people in Troy, people in Libby, people in Plentywood, people in Ekalaka, all benefiting from this program. And then also, you look, there's a pretty wide variety of types of businesses in it. So honing in on a particular community, White Sulphur Springs, which I did in the piece. So it's a small town, just under 1,000 people, kind of in the center of the state. And there were 39 loans in that community. The named ones went to a local hospital and then Tintina, Montana, which is the company that's been developing the Black Butte copper mine in that area. And then also, there were several below the threshold where SBA reported the names. But like the sort of businesses that would be the bread and butter of that town, right? Several bars, 5 restaurants, 6 cattle ranches, a brewery, a hardware store, a pharmacy, a meat processor, grocery stores, some construction firms, and a golf course.
Were there any surprises when you were looking through those thousands of loan recipients?
One that jumped out at me was the Church Universal and Triumphant, which is a religious sect based out of Gardner. They're chartered as a nonprofit now. Another name that popped out at me, because it's been in the news more recently, was the American Prairie Reserve, which is a Bozeman-based nonprofit that's trying to create a huge nature preserve and bison sanctuary in north central Montana.
So the PPP loan ranges from, you know, some are a couple $100s all the way up to $10 million. And the national average PPP loan size is around $100,000. So what does it look like here in Montana?
Yeah, so the Montana average was $78,000. We had a few loans in the $5 million to $10 million range, but you know, we're upstate with a lot of really small, like mom and pop businesses that maybe have only a few employees at most. So of the 23,000 loans from Montana, more than a quarter were for less than $10,000. And it's worth noting here that the maximum loan size businesses could apply for was tied to their payroll. So like a 2.5 times their monthly payroll, I think, was the limit. And so small businesses couldn't ask for much as larger firms could.
The PPP has had its critics, some saying that the loan recipients like the LA Lakers benefited from something intended to help small Main Street businesses. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, some well-documented messiness in the initial stages of this program here, which is, you know, not terribly surprising because the Congress and the president asked the federal bureaucracy involved here to spend billions of dollars fast. Right, basically start a new program and get money out that door because everybody was freaked out that COVID was going to pull the rug out from underneath their economy, which it has. But this is intended to kind of at least like help businesses get through the worst of that. And so there are, you know, a number of high-profile businesses took money out of this program initially. People went, hey, what the hell? This is supposed to be money to help small businesses, and then the Lakers gave the money back. And I think there was at one point a public call from the Secretary of the Treasury for businesses to give money they'd received back.
Mm-hmm. Your reporting mentioned some ways the state has tried to boost struggling small businesses in addition to this program.
Yeah, so Governor Steve Bullock here in Montana has also set up a number of state-level business relief programs. Those actually use a different chunk of money out of the CARES Act, the same piece of federal legislation that helped fund the Paycheck Protection Program. But the amount of money that's been paid out by the state has been relatively small. The Small Business Administration says that there have been $1.8 billion in PPP loans approved in Montana. The state-administered business stabilization program, in comparison, has paid out about $38 million in grants, so about 2% of that amount. So this is a situation where the federal spending just blows the state spending out of the water.
All right. Well, Eric, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
You can read Eric Dietrich's full story on our website, ypradio.org. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.